What was Bartimaeus afraid of in today's gospel? Yeah, probably at first glance, you know, we might not know the answer to that from the passage itself. But, you know, this blind man was sitting helplessly next to the road begging. You know, what was it that he was afraid of? He didn't fear the crowd. You know, he wasn't afraid of their threats and when they scolded him and were trying to silence him. He wasn't concerned with them. And he wasn't afraid of what they thought of him. He wasn't concerned with the esteem of the crowd. And he wasn't afraid that Jesus couldn't heal him. He didn't doubt the power of Jesus. St. Augustine actually tells us that Bartimaeus was afraid that Jesus would pass him by and never return. So that's what Bartimaeus was afraid of. He knew that he had a chance to encounter Jesus, and he was afraid of missing the opportunity. This was the one chance that he knew of that he would be in the presence of Jesus Christ. And that's why he cried out again and again, "Jesus, Son of David, have pity on me." And even when the crowd tried to silence him, he just kept crying out all the more because he didn't want to miss the opportunity that he knew he had. If we look at Bartimaeus, there's a couple things that we can see about him that prepared him for this encounter. And the first was his faith. You know, he, without ever having met Jesus, already had a deep faith in him. And the reason we know this is because he addressed Jesus as the Son of David. And the Son of David would have been a royal title because David had been the king. So that would meant that Jesus was an heir to the throne of the kingdom of David. So it was a royal term, but it was also a term indicating the Messiah, because the Messiah would come from the house of David. And so the way that he addresses him, we can see that Bartimaeus has a tremendous faith in Jesus already. And then after Jesus calls him, Bartimaeus addresses him by the title Master, or that could also be translated as Rabboni, which means my teacher. That's the same title that Mary Magdalene uses after Jesus appears to her after the resurrection. And so it's a very personal title, and it shows that this man, without having met Christ, already placed himself in a relationship with him. And so Jesus could sense this man's faith. He knew that Bartimaeus was there, and he knew that he had faith. But Jesus waited for a period of time before he called him because he wanted to draw out this sense of perseverance and this commitment from Bartimaeus. And Jesus also knew what Bartimaeus wanted. You know, he was a blind man. Obviously, he wanted his sight to be healed. You know, he didn't have to ask him, you know, what do you want me to do for you? But he does that because he wanted Bartimaeus to articulate that. And so as we look at ourselves today here at Mass, Jesus is coming to us at Mass, and he's present in the Holy Eucharist in just as real of a way as he was present in front of Bartimaeus 2,000 years ago. You know, sometimes we might take it for granted that we can come to Mass each week. And, you know, how many times do we maybe come to Mass and we just zone out, or we're maybe concerned about other things and our mind is elsewhere, and we don't recognize the opportunity that we have to encounter Jesus Christ? But the reality is, all of our days are numbered, and there's only a certain number of opportunities we'll have in our lifetime to come to Mass. And after this Mass, that number will be reduced by one. And so as time goes by, each one of us, you know, is coming to the end of our finite time here on earth. And we should, if we're afraid of one thing, it should be what Bartimaeus was afraid of, that we will miss the opportunity to encounter Jesus Christ. And since we don't know the future, I encourage us to think of this Mass as the only Mass that we'll be able to attend. What if this were the only Mass that we could attend in our life before we be called from this world? Now, Bartimaeus knew what he wanted from Jesus. He came with faith to the presence of Jesus, and he knew right away what he wanted to ask Jesus for. as we come to Mass today and we have this opportunity to encounter Jesus, what do we have to say to him? You know, maybe this is an opportunity to express our joy for being in his presence. Maybe this is the opportunity for us to say to Jesus that you are truly the joy of my soul. There is nothing else in this world that gives me the happiness that I experience being in your presence. Or maybe this is an opportunity for us to adore the mercy of Jesus Christ and his goodness to us. You know, he's the one who reconciles us to the Father. Without him, we could never stand before our Heavenly Father, purified of our sins. So maybe it's an opportunity for us to adore his mercy and the sacrifice that he offered to cleanse us of our sins and to make us whole. Or maybe this is an opportunity for us to ask Jesus to heal the brokenness that's within us. You know, if we're greedy, maybe we ask him for the grace to replace the desire that we have for money or for material possessions or for pleasure or whatever it might be, to replace that with a desire for him above all things. Or maybe if we're resentful towards someone, maybe this is an opportunity for us to ask the Lord to replace our anger and our bitterness with his peace. Or maybe if we're apathetic about the faith, maybe this is an opportunity for us to ask him to replace the spirit of apathy within us with a spirit of zeal and a fire for serving him as his disciples. There is no brokenness that's within us that our Lord cannot heal. But sometimes we need to make the request. And so if there's one thing that we should fear, it should be that Jesus passes us by and that we don't take advantage of the opportunity. And we don't know if or how many times we'll have that opportunity again. So I encourage us to prepare ourselves to meet him like Bartimaeus did, as if this were the only chance that we had. Because we know that we have a chance to encounter him today. We don't know what the future will hold. And so we should treat this Mass as if it were the only Mass. Because at some point it will be the last Mass that we'll be able to attend in this world. But how blessed we would be if we have encountered him along the way and walked with him through our lives when we leave this world. There would be no greater blessing. And so I encourage us not to allow the Lord to walk by without encountering him here at Mass today.